Welcome back, Radio Laurie. If you are tuning in, my name is Aaron, and you are listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election right around the corner, we at Radio Laurie are offering the opportunity for both the presidential and the board candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body, and give us a chance to get to know them a little bit better. So, joining us today, would you care to introduce yourself?
Yeah, my name is Claudia Wojtanowski, and I am one of your presidential candidates.
Wonderful. So, Claudia, tell me first, what program in year are you in?
That's right. So, I am in my fourth year of business here at Wilfrid Laurier.
Very exciting. So, what made you want to come to Laurier in the first place?
That's a great question. So, I remember doing the campus tour with my mom. So, actually, Laurier was my first choice for most of my grade 12 year. And then when I got my acceptance, I came and did a campus tour with my mom. She loved the campus, and I was, you know, not 100% sure. But then I remember walking through, you know, the concourse and just the gym and the athletic center. And I just got so excited about thinking, oh, I'll do this when I'm here and I'll do this when I'm here. And then I realized I was talking in that future tense as if I was already going and I'd made my decision. And you know what? It was true. I just love the environment. I love the small campus, the idea that I could really make an impact really shone for me.
That's wonderful. So do you know what you might want to do after you graduate?
Well, after I graduate, I'd like to be your student union president. But if you're talking about what's my dream job?
Yes.
Okay. So honestly, I know that I will be working somewhere in management. I'd love to own my own business one day. That's a personal goal of mine, and as well as a professional. I know that that's going to be somewhere in my future. What that might look like, no idea. I know for now I want to do a little bit of contract work, continue to broaden my horizons, you know, maybe do a couple of internships or something like that abroad.
That's awesome. So if you could live anywhere in the world, where do you think you'd want to live?
Okay, that's an excellent question. I wish I could give you like a really definite answer, but I know that I would definitely want to be somewhere where it's warm. We still have that high pace environment and that go, go, go. I definitely think that I could do a half and half. Can I do that?
Ooh, yeah, yeah, no, no.
Okay.
I like that. What are you thinking for the half and half?
Okay, so I think that I would love to do like the whole Spain thing. Mm-hmm. Like Spain, I've never been to Portugal, but like I'm just going to assume that it's like just as beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
Take some time there or Greece. Mm-hmm. And then the other half of the year, I'd love to be, you know what, in New York or something like that, just in that hustle, bustle, and flow.
That's a great answer. I love that. So do you have any big pet peeves?
Yes and no. Like, if they're big, I don't know. But I really hate it when people don't blow their nose. And they like, that's right. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, 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 no.
I'm always the person to like hand them a tissue and be like, just blow your nose.
Oh, 100%.
So it doesn't irritate me all that much, but it's one of those things
where
it's
kind of bothersome.
Yes. Oh. If I know the person even a little bit, I will give them a tissue.
Oh, that's good. So if you were an animal, what animal do you think you might be?
Oh my God, I gotta choose wisely because next thing you're gonna say is I have to like make the sound that animal makes. If I could be any animal, I'll just let you know what animal I think rarely represents me.
Do it.
It's an ant.
Ooh.
Because ants are really hardworking. Mm-hmm. They're passionate. And if you think about the load that they carry on their backs and how well they can work as a team, they're also the most underestimated. Like if you think about it, they will break through and into your house and make your life a living hell.
The humble, industrious ant.
That's right.
That's such an unexpected answer, but it's so apt.
Thank you. I prepared that answer once for a grade 12 interview, and I've kept it the same ever since.
The mighty ant. I like that. So are there any shows or movies that you've really been enjoying recently? I know you've probably been super busy, but have you had the chance to watch anything?
Yeah, well, you know, I think self-care is really important, but I actually really like politically driven shows on TV, so I love Madam Secretary. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know it. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Bull, which is a little bit more of a legal drama.
Okay.
I have a big interest in political science, and especially American politics fascinates me a lot. So I also do a lot of like American news watching in my spare time. That's what a lot of my Facebook news feed is.
Yeah, that's fair. American news has been super, super interesting lately. I definitely understand that.
For sure. And I actually took an American politics class with Barry Kay, and that's what got me even further interested in primary races and things like that, congressional districts, just really expanding my horizons and my knowledge there.
That's awful. Awesome, not awful, I promise. Okay, so what advice do you think you might give your first year self if you could go back?
You know what? I would tell, throwback three, four years ago, Claudia, I would say, do you. Continue to be as confident as you are and believe in yourself and your ability, and don't ever let somebody break you down for being who you are, because you are going to do amazing things just by staying true to yourself.
That's a good answer. I like that answer. So,
thank you.
We're going to get into some of the more hard-hitting stuff.
Okay.
First off, can you tell me what you think the role of student union president is?
Oh, you said hard-hitting questions.
They're going to get tougher, Aaron. I promise. Yeah. Got to start off slow. You
know? Yeah, so the student union provides a lot of essential resources to a lot of students. And there are three roles that I really think the student union president plays. The first one is to ensure that all those essential services, those resources, undergraduate students continue to have access to, that programming is being provided, that they're being fulfilled in a lot of different ways, right? The student union provides their health and dental plan, so in a very basic and essential service. But we also plan things with A-Team, like concerts, you know, and things that are a little bit more of the extracurricular variety. So we have a really big wide. So that's the first thing. The second thing the student union president does is advocacy. Both at the executive level here on our campuses, as well as in provincial, federal, municipal governments, working with those. So representing undergraduate students at Laurier, that's a huge part of the role. The last thing that we do as presidents is actually fulfilling the mandate that we walk into the role with. There's a lot of things that can continue to change and improve and move the student union forward. And each president and CEO, as they enter into the role, it's their job to continue to move that in that direction with their vision, using the resources of the student union for the greater benefit of undergraduate students.
Well, you answered my second question a little bit in there as well.
So, okay.
What made you originally want to run for a student union president?
Well, lots of reasons. I've been impacting the student experience since the very first few moments that I stepped onto the Laurier campus. I was the chair of my house council in Bricker in my first year, and that was my first big leadership role here on campus. And I was impacting, you know, the almost 300 students that lived in Bricker, but then I sat on the Waterloo Residence Council as the council chair. So I was impacting all residents in first year. I became a Don. Then I was on the board of directors, so representing students across two campuses and their voice at the undergraduate student table. And then I became an icebreaker, as well as on the board of governors, you know. And board of governors sits for both all of Laurier in the aspect of that executive level undergraduate representation, right? So I represent still both campuses on that board. So I've been involved in impacting and representing that student voice for so long. I truly believe that I don't know, you know, how to do anything other than that for Laurier. You know, I think that I'm an outspoken person. I'm very passionate and caring, and I can't think of anybody else that represents the student voice for as well as I do, or has been doing it for as long as I have, that has those relationships and those connections. And so I feel like it's my duty almost to put that to use, to benefit, you know, over 18,000 students across our two campuses.
Yeah. So you spoke to it a little bit, but I just wanted to focus on it.
Yeah.
What do you think you have that will make you an effective leader?
I think you hit the nail on the head there. It's an effective leader. Mm-hmm. What a lot of people don't realize about that presidency is it's not just about implementing ideas. It's managing a whole team of people across two campuses, all working towards a common goal with tons of volunteers underneath them. Management experience is absolutely crucial for the role. You are working with people who have been at the Students' Union for a very long time, like the full-time staff, but you're also working with students who are maybe just becoming acquainted with the Students' Union, maybe they're in the capacity of volunteers. So it's really important to have that leadership skills to implement the plans that you have, but also to maintain the foundation that's already been there and set in place. Mm-hmm. So I think that's really something that sets me apart, because I have that management and leadership experience. You know, I've managed a couple of businesses on my own. I've worked in sales. I've managed people under myself. Like, those are things that just are very natural for me. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's really what the students need, is they need somebody to continue to have a well-oiled machine so that they can add more projects without, you know, getting stalled.
Mm-hmm. I definitely agree. So I'm sure that SU president is a very stressful job. Mm-hmm. So how are you with managing stress and adapting to unexpected circumstances?
Great question. Great question. Because that is the job. Mm-hmm. You are constantly getting new things thrown at you, and you never know what's coming. Yeah. You know, I am the ultimate stress manager. I just right now, you know, I'm still working part time at the piano studio that I've been working at. You know, I volunteer at the Accessible Learning Center. I used to do all those things while still being a Dawn and being in full time school, you know. So for me, stress, unexpectedness, that's what Dawning really taught me to adjust to, you know. Be ready for anything when you least expect it, and when worst of all is when you really don't need it at that moment. You're like, not now. But you know what? It teaches you that people above everything else, caring about those people at the end of the day is what's going to return to you tenfold down the road. So yeah, stress, very difficult to manage. I'm a big fitness fanatic. Mm-hmm. I love working out. That's definitely a big way for me to release some stress. But I've also found that just having that communication with people and talking with them and hanging out with friends, but also learning from students, that really helps. That's really how I've gone through the selection process. The more students that I talk to, like every single time I have that conversation, I just feel so much more relaxed, because I'm like, I'm doing the best that I can for every student on this campus, and I really just hope they realize that and vote.
Mm-hmm. So this next question, I'm sure you're going to have a whole lot that you can say about
mm-hmm.
it. But if elected, what are your plans for each of the campuses? If you could just give a little brief rundown of what you want to focus on.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll focus on one point. Yeah, how about that?
That's good. That's a good start.
Okay. So when it comes to both campuses, there are a lot of things that are specific to the Brantford campus and a lot of things that are specific to the Waterloo campus. But a lot of the niches that I have apply to both. Mm. We're still underneath the Students' Union no matter where you go, right? And I think that that's very important, one, to recognize. So this initiative is a multi-campus initiative, and it's in regards to mental health. So that's something that's really near and dear to my heart. The plan would be, currently the only group on campus that I at least know of that gets mental health training is Dawn's.
Mm-hmm.
Icebreakers don't receive that training, neither does anybody else. You know, I like to use the example that if, you know, something happened to me right now, like if I collapsed, I fell, hit my head, you know, most people would know what to do, mm-hmm. right? Most people have first aid and CPR training. However, there's nothing around mental health that really helps prepare other people how to deal with the situation. And it's not about mental illness. It's about just mental wellness in general,
mm-hmm.
you know? So being able to work on that. So having icebreakers trained in mental health is the first step. Opening it up to students so that they could access mental health training, another huge step in that direction. Mm-hmm. With those two things being accomplished, I'd be absolutely so over the moon and satisfied. But what my real goal is getting other student groups on campus trained. So, for example, like your TAs, your IAs, people that work at the volunteer at the sustainability office, equity, diversity, and inclusion office, getting those people to also receive that sort of training, I think is absolutely essential, because people don't reach out to resources when they're in crisis. They reach out to a friend or a leader. They're already doing it. So why don't we equip our leaders on our campus with the right resources to be able to fulfill the job that they're already doing,
mm-hmm.
and make sure that it benefits both people? I'm a big believer that even if it impacts one student, we've done an amazing job.
That's a great answer. I love that.
Thank you.
So moving on, being able to critically evaluate not only your team, but the people above and below you is going to be a very critical part of this position. So could you provide one critique and one praise of the current president?
Yeah, absolutely. Feedback is really important, and critique is important, as long as it's done in an effective and positive manner, that those people can then grow from. And I've already spoken with President Plummer about, you know, my critiques and what I think he's done well and whatnot.
Exactly.
He's done a really great job of really continuing to build and maintain those relationships. He came in with a lot of connections around campus to people. And so him doing the exact same thing in his role as president and maintaining those relationships, he's definitely done an excellent job. When it comes to critiques, I think one of the things that I would say is I think he came in with a lot of really great ideas, and he's implemented some amazing things, you know, especially with the perch, you know. You know, the original, you know, his original plan and idea isn't what really came to fruition, but whatever has come has been really good in impacting students, and obviously a lot of things to work out with it. But there's also things within that platform that when he brought to the table, either he's completed them, but not really fully in the most effective manner, you know, and that follow through really needs to be showing a little bit more. And, you know, just, well, I would say, yeah, follow through, but also the ability to finish off, you know, instead of just giving a directive, working with the team to get to the end result that we're all expecting.
That's wonderful. So how do you view the relationship between student media and the students union?
I was waiting for that question. I knew when I walked into this building that
bet
would be
you
it.
Were. Bet your bottom dollar.
I think it's a great question. I think that the student media here on campus does a really amazing job. And they have some very passionate people, such as yourself, that put in a lot of time and effort and work into each issue and each production of every show. I think the relationship between the president and the student media needs to be closer than it has been in the past. And the reason for that is a big part of the presidency and the students union is you want to be as transparent as possible. Using the resources that you have available to you, such as student media, to help get that across is really important. It's also what helps with not having information misconstrued. If there's an open flow of communication, that means that that way student media also knows what's up, you know, and doesn't have to make assumptions, if anything, and get facts from elsewhere other than the real source of where it needs to come from, you know. So I think that there we could do a better job of working together and, you know, getting more students informed in that really positive way.
That's wonderful. And then just finally, is there anything else you'd like to take the opportunity to tell your potential voters out there?
Well, I hope that they're all voters, and they maybe not potentially for me, but I do hope that they vote. You know, I think that that's one of the things that I would definitely say is vote, 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 vote. I can't stress that enough. Have your voice heard. And these people make a difference. You know, every president is somebody new and somebody different. Who do you want to really lead the initiative and be the student voice for the time that they're there? So I really hope that you all vote. I really do hope that it's for me because I do believe I'm the best candidate for the job. But whatever decision that the student body makes, I am more than happy to support that person.
Well, thank you so much for joining in and tuning in to us. That was Claudia. I am Aaron. This is election season. We are going to be having some more candidate interviews coming up, so make sure that you stay tuned. But until next time, good luck with election season, Claudia. Good luck to all of you out there. And like she said, make sure you vote. Welcome back, Radio Laurier. If you are tuning in, my name is Aaron, and you are listening to Election Week. With the Students' Union election right around the corner, we at Radio Laurier are offering the opportunity for both the presidential and the Board of Director candidates to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large and give us a chance to get to know them a little bit better. So joining us today, would you care to introduce yourself?
Hey everyone, my name is Ibrahim Musa. I am running as your presidential candidate for the Students' Union. And just be sure to vote from January 22nd to 24th.
Wonderful. So, Ibrahim, tell me, what program and year are you in right now?
Honestly, as of now, I'm in BA No Designation. I'm a second-year student, 19 years old. Prior to that, I was in Honors Poli Sci. And then I decided since I want to go to law school, I might as well just take this three-year program instead of 4 years and then go on from there. Because all you really need for law school is a BA, if I'm not mistaken. So... yeah.
So what made you want to come to Laurier in the first place?
Honestly, funny you should ask that. I applied to three different programs, and all three of them were at Laurier. Two in the Brantford campus, one in Waterloo. It was really just the close-knit community, the environment here. I've been to multiple different university campuses, and it just seemed that Laurier was a place to be. It was more welcoming. It was more, you know, enthusiastic, and, you know, the spirit here is, you know, phenomenal.
Right. So do you have any ideas what you might want to do after you graduate then?
After I graduate, as of now, you know, I mentioned law school, but even that right now, I don't even know. I'm kind of having my second guesses about that. So honestly, no, I'm just going with the flow right now.
Cool. So if you could live anywhere in the world, where do you think you might want to live?
Anywhere in the world? That's a tough one. But I think I'd have to go back to Kurdistan, my hometown, country-ish. It's not really a country, it's a territory, but yeah.
What's it like there?
It's actually beautiful. Mountainous, green. It's around the Middle East, so having some green areas and, you know, lakes and such around there, rivers. It's a pretty neat place.
Okay. So do you have any big pet peeves? Anything that really gets under your skin?
Pet peeves? People who boast a lot.
Oh.
Yeah, people who boast a lot. So, you know, running for presidency is kind of hard for me because, you know, not so much hearing about other people, but myself trying to get myself out there and being like, hey, guys, I did this, that. Yeah. It's harder for me. I don't exactly enjoy doing that.
Yeah.
You know, yeah.
That's fair.
You gotta do what you gotta do.
Yeah, tough. Yeah, I get that. So if you were an animal, what kind of animal do you think you'd be?
A lion.
Lion.
Yeah.
Good answer.
Good answer. I got a main one right now.
Yeah, I see it. Mm-hmm. So are there any shows or movies that you've been enjoying recently?
I haven't been watching too many shows. I've been really busy with the presidential candidacy stuff and trying to keep up with classes as well. So it's been hectic for me.
Yeah, but I bet.
I heard of, I think it's called Bird Box.
Bird Box, it's so good. Yeah. I encourage you to watch it if you get
the
chance.
I've only seen a few snippets of it, and there was recently this one crash. I'm not sure if you've heard about it, but an individual decided to go behind the wheel, blindfolded. So that was unfortunate. But yeah, so that is something that I want to get into when I get the time.
Yeah, no, I'm sure being very busy with election season, you probably haven't had the time. So we're going to get into a little bit more of the hard-hitting stuff now. So can you first tell me what you think the role of Students Union President is?
In my opinion, I think that the Students Union President is really responsible for the people. I've said it before in another interview that I really believe that the Students Union President is the megaphone for the voice of the people.
Mm-hmm.
And I really feel like in order to be able to be an effective megaphone, you have to be able to talk one-on-one with a lot of the students, because like multiple times you think you know everything, you think you know all the issues that students at Laurier face, but then you come across this one individual that presents a totally brand new idea. Over last night, actually, at the forum, we had three individuals come up with three different points that I've never, you know, been asked before, or I've never had the experience to even deal with. So, you know, those were eye-opening experiences that, you know, now I know that these are issues that need to be tackled. So definitely being a megaphone for the people and, you know, actually having those one-on-one conversations.
Right. So what role do you believe the Students' Union as a whole plays in the lives of students?
Well, we are all part of the Students' Union. Mm-hmm. We all pay the ancillary fees to be part of the Students' Union. Mm-hmm. But with regards to executives and, you know, like the board of directors, the president, the Senate and all that, honestly, being representatives of the students, that's literally their main role, making sure they have the best intentions for the students and ensuring that students have the best experience that they have over at Laurier.
Mm-hmm. So what made you want to run for president in the first place?
Honestly, I've been asked that so many times. And it's a mixture of some things, actually. Mostly, though, I have to say that it's because, as cliche or as cringy as it may sound, I actually genuinely enjoy giving back to the community and helping people out and, you know, being there for individuals. So being able to do that for 18,000 individuals across the Brantford and Waterloo campus would just be phenomenal for me. And I would, at the end of the day, feel very, very good about it.
Wonderful. So why, then, do you feel like you are an effective leader? And what is it that you think makes you effective?
Excellent question. an effective leader, in my opinion, would be someone that can think on the spot, someone that can, you know, pivot at any given second, because life throws you curveballs all the time, right? If you can't think on the spot, if you can't, you know, react quick enough, you'll end up drowning. And so, you know, my past experiences and coming into this as being seen as the underdog, I also see it as being one of the most creative individuals, because I haven't had those years of, some may call it experience, but I may refer to it as being, I don't mean, I know there's a negative connotation towards it, but brainwashed with regards to how policies work and regulations.
Right.
Anyone can, you know, end up following policy and regulations, right? But very few people can come up to the table with creative ideas and then manipulate them so that they end up fitting into those regulations and policies.
Right. So you think you have a fresh perspective then?
Exactly.
Okay. Wonderful. So
making space for a fresh face.
Oh, that's good. So then tell me, why do you think that you're qualified for the position?
See, at Laurier, my experience with the Muslim Student Association, for example, was great. We reached out not only to Muslims on campus, but, you know, different communities, different religious groups, different ethnic groups, and, you know, helped each other out, essentially. And, you know, we've raised money for different causes, you know, orphanages and, you know, disaster reliefs, but that felt really good for me. And, you know, being experienced with regards to that, like giving back to the community in one setting, I feel like that's one thing you could add to the experience list. But also, like, beyond the walls of Laurier, being part of Adapted Aquatics, where we help individuals with disabilities, help them to swim. You know, volunteering at the YMCA for years upon years, you know, all for free, and just giving back to the community in general, and learning so much about different policies, different rules, different systems, you know, coming into this with a lot of experience in different areas, but definitely being able to transfer those skills, I feel as though, you know, makes me a practical candidate, a good enough candidate to be able to compete.
Right. So as president, you're going to be expected to work as a member of a team. Why do you think you will be able to do this effectively?
Because in every single scenario ever in my life, volunteering or working, I've had to work with a team, and I've worked very effectively. I can work perfectly fine alone, but especially in team settings, I'm that individual who can, you know, come up to the platform, bring in the enthusiasm, bring in the charisma. And if you've been following along with some of the you know, the events that we have on campus, whether it be the debates or the open forums, I'm pretty sure everyone can agree that I do bring in a lot of spice into it, and a lot of enthusiasm, a lot of, you know, just charisma in general.
Wonderful. So, if elected, can you tell me a little bit more about your plans for each of the campuses?
Plans for each campus? Well, I've definitely learned a lot. So, sure, I have a 7-point platform out already. But that was just based off of the experiences of students, right? I obviously haven't talked to all the students, and ideally I would, but the feasibility of that, I'm not sure if it's too feasible, but, you know, that would be my dream. Having that said, I would want to make sure that not only are they heard, are students heard, but they see their requests being completed. So, you know, talking with students, asking what they want to have happen on campus, and actually getting it done. You know, my plan is the second I... on the 24th, if we find out that, you know, Ibrahim Musa won, we're going to get straight to work. We're going to make plans, sit with the current president, Tariq, you know, board of directors, previous and present, and just work everything out. And, you know, hopefully it all goes well, but, you know, challenges arise and you just have to ride the wave.
Wonderful. So being able to critically evaluate both your superiors and those below you is going to be an important aspect of this job. So could you provide me a critique and a praise for the current president?
A critique and a praise for the current president. Well, I love how he made public everything that he wanted to do. There's a checklist online. You can literally see what has been done, what needs to be done. And if elected, I want to do something similar. Like, that's how much it's resonated with me. You know, obviously, maybe, are we going to stick with the 7-point platform still? It's probably going to get added onto, like, we definitely have the 7 points, and those are going to stay, but there's a lot more that needs to be done, and I've been learning a lot more. So, yeah, that's one thing that I love about the current president, and I plan to, you know, follow in his footsteps. Something that I critique, you know, he does a really good job of letting students into his office and, you know, talking to them. But I feel as though sometimes taking the president to the students is a little bit more effective sometimes. Mm-hmm. You know, of course, there's some, when you look at the feasibility with regards to time, sometimes it may not be too feasible. But I'm pretty sure every weekend, once or twice in a month, wouldn't hurt to, like, step outside of the, office rooms and, just ask students about their experiences, what they want to see happen, any critiques that they would have for me, any, suggestions or recommendations.
Right, of course. So if elected, how will you support your team and encourage cohesion in the students' union as a whole?
Right. So being able to support your team, because obviously it is a team effort. Everyone puts in a lot of work and time to ensure that ensure everything goes, smoothly. Having that said, working together, making sure things are done through a timely process, making sure that I'm there for them, whether it be me taking a bit of their workload off of them personally, whether it be just being there to hear their rants, hear their concerns, these things help greatly. Even as a student, sometimes all you need to do is rant out to a friend sometimes about your courses, and all of a sudden you feel better and you feel like you can do things. Mm-hmm. So for me, just being there, seeing what I can do personally, whether it's physically or just being there for them mentally or emotionally.
Wonderful. So how do you see the relationship between student media outlets and the students' union?
Honestly, from what I've seen, I feel as though there's a decent, a positive relationship going on thus far. Is there anything that you think needs to be addressed as of now?
I think there's always room for improvement as far as the relationship goes, but...
Obviously, but is there something that kind of sticks out to you?
I wouldn't say that there's anything that currently sticks out to me. It's more about getting your opinion as to anything you feel is particularly important.
Yeah, so personally, I don't see anything sticking out in particular, but I feel as though maintaining good relationships with the media is a really, really important factor because, you guys are also the voice of the people. You guys interview multiple people on a daily basis. You guys do all the work around here, and there's not too much attention given to you guys, but you guys do a lot of work, and it's a lot of good work too. So just maintaining that relationship and seeing you guys at events is always a good thing. So just maintaining that, and if not enhancing it, would be my goal personally.
Of course, wonderful. So and then finally, is there anything else that you want to take the opportunity to say to any potential voters out there?
Honestly, yeah, very shortly. One of the biggest things that speaks out to a lot of students is the Wi-Fi issue at school. Mm-hmm. Whether you're at the 2-4 lounge, whether you're in LAS, whether you're in the library even, or even when you're at home in residences, the Wi-Fi isn't exactly the best it could be, and we can obviously do better. There's always room for improvement in anything. There's no such thing as anything being perfect ever. Having that said, if you want stronger Wi-Fi, Ibrahim Musa is your guy. Mm-hmm. So be sure to vote Ibrahim Musa from January 22nd to 24th, and together we can make great things happen.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for tuning in. That was Ibrahim. I am Aaron. This is Election Week. Good luck with the rest of the election. Good luck with the rest of next week. And for all of you out there who want to have your voice heard, make sure that you vote, because it's the most important thing to do. We're going to be having some more presidential and board candidates coming up, so make sure that you stay tuned. But until then, I will see you later, Laurie. Welcome back, Radio Laurier. If you are tuning in, my name is Aaron, and you are listening to Election Season. With the Students' Union election right around the corner, we at Radio Laurier want to give presidential and board of director candidates the opportunity to amplify their voice, their platform, and their story to the student body at large, and give us a chance to get to know them a little bit better. So joining us today, would you care to introduce yourself a bit?
Hi, my name is Zamar Hakim, and I'm a presidential candidate for your Students' Union president.
Wonderful. So Zamar, tell me first, what program and year are you in?
I'm in economics, fourth year.
Wonderful. So what made you want to come to Laurier in the first place?
The emphasis put on extracurricular involvement.
Wonderful. So do you know what you might want to do after you graduate then?
I'd like to work in development economics policy. So that's poverty policy for poor countries.
Mm-hmm. So if you could live anywhere in the world, where do you think you might want to live?
I do enjoy Toronto because we get a summer and winter, mm-hmm. but I do prefer hotter weather. So maybe someplace like California, Miami.
Oh, those are both great choices. Do you have any big pet peeves? Anything really gets under your skin?
People on the phone when I'm talking to them.
Oh, that's rude. That's disrespectful. I agree. If you were an animal, what animal do you think you might be?
I'd be a lion. My name means lion, actually.
Oh, really? That's awesome. Are there any shows or movies that you've had the chance to enjoy recently? No, you've probably been super busy, but...
Yeah, so when I'm not campaigning or at school, I'm watching Daredevil right now, actually.
Oh, Daredevil. Yep. Are you liking it?
Yeah, it's much darker than the previous two seasons.
But I haven't had the chance to watch it. Is it worth watching?
Yeah, definitely.
Man, that's good. So you said you're in your fourth year, right?
Oh, yeah.
What advice do you think you might give to your first year self?
Don't think you don't have any time to do anything.
Oof. That's good. That's good. So we're going to move on to a little bit more of the nitty-gritty stuff now. So can you tell me what you think the role of the Students' Union President is?
It should be to advocate for students and to actualize your initiatives that you promised them.
Wonderful. Yeah. So tell me, what role do you think the Students' Union plays in the lives of other students?
So the Students' Union plays the role of any non-academic involvement, really, on campus mm-hmm. and campus life as a whole.
Right. What made you want to run for president in the first place?
I've just had a great time meeting people, getting involved with the school, and somehow through the list of involvement on campus, through the Students' Union committees and outside, I just built the resume for the job, I feel.
Mm-hmm. So why do you think you might be an effective leader in this position? What makes you effective?
Well, I have a really good knowledge of the policy of the Students' Union, and because I've worked under all four departments pretty much, I think I have the skills needed to fulfill any initiatives I promised in my platform.
Right. So I'm sure that SU president is a very stressful role. How are you with managing stress and adapting to unexpected circumstances?
I find I'm pretty comfortable managing stress, and especially in on-the-spot circumstances.
Yeah.
I get my sleep, and as long as I have a good calendar in front of me, I can manage stress pretty well.
So, you know, as president, you're going to be expected to work as part of a very large team. Why do you think you'll be able to do that effectively?
Because I really enjoy working in teams, and I have done so in my other involvement opportunities here at Laurier.
So, I mean, you can feel free to speak as much or as little to this as you want. If elected, what are your plans for each of the campuses? Or what would you like to do?
My entire platform is multi-campus. Mm-hmm. It's divided into an external section, which sees bigger ideas through a university lens.
Mm-hmm.
These include things like a 24/7 student building access, so science, LAS, the library and music on the Waterloo campus, Odeon, GRH, buildings like that on the Brantford campus, smoothie bars in both athletics facilities.
Ooh. So that's down with that?
Yeah, that's our AC here in Waterloo and Y in Brantford, the Y.
Mm-hmm.
As well as an extracurricular recruitment committee, which is basically an entire management software for any involvement that's voluntary or employment on campus.
Yeah. So the difference between the two campuses and the issue of unity has been a very relevant topic of discussion. So if elected, what will you do to encourage unity between the Brantford and the Waterloo campuses?
So like I said, my entire platform is multi-campus. Mm-hmm. And it's funny that you mentioned this because I had a great time searching for the needs and demands that I found were reflected on both campuses.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that by actualizing these initiatives on both campuses, there will be a sense of, hey, we both have the same resources as the other campus.
Yeah. So being able to critically evaluate people that are both above and below you is going to be a very important part of this position. So could you provide a critique and a praise of the current president?
So my praise of the current president is that he's made his platform very accessible to students and he's listed it out in a clear way. My number one critique of President Plummer is that he is not accessible to the students as a person.
Mm-hmm.
When he's not in the office, no one really knows where he is.
Yeah.
And from my visitations to the office, it seems like he's rarely there, but that's just from a student perspective.
Right, of course. So is there anything about the current administration that you'd like to build upon in the next year?
I would definitely like to see. So another part of my platform is the internal section, which falls under the departments of finance and administration, university affairs, programming and services, and clubs and associations. I would love to see the departments really work towards a goal and for the VPs and AVPs to say themselves that, hey, we helped make this happen.
Right. So working with a team is an important part of your job, but supporting a team is an entirely other side. So how do you think you will be able to support your team and encourage cohesion in Students Union as a whole?
I think organization and simplicity is a huge part of that, and my accessibility. I'd like to be mostly in the office or in bed in my term as Students Union president, and working with them to achieve these tangible goals that I've outlined.
Yeah.
When you set goals, there's a very easy line to them. And so I think that helps with team cohesion.
Right. So how do you see the relationship between student media and the Students Union?
I love that we have a third-party student media platform here at the school.
Right.
As far as holding the president accountable, of course, that is the role of the board. But I think it's really cool that on this campus we have a student-run student publication service.
Right, of course. Is there anything else that you would like to take the opportunity to say to any potential voters out there?
Yeah, on January 22nd and 24th, make sure you read the platforms, even if you're just reading their summaries, and pick the candidate that's best for you.
Right. Well, you heard the man. Go out there and vote. Well, thank you very much, Zamar, for joining me. Thank you, all of you, for tuning in. Good luck with the rest of the election season.
Thank you.
That was Zamar. I am Aaron. It is election season. And make sure that if you care about your student voice, you get out there and vote, because otherwise, you don't really have much right to complain about it. We're going to be having some more presidential and board candidates coming up. But until then, stay tuned, Laurie. We're going to be filling you in some more as the week progresses. And it's election season, so go out there and vote. Until then, I will see you next time. Thank you.